I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. The SS Central America is back in the news as salvaging operations have begun again after decades of court battles. But before we get into that, let's start at the beginning of one of the most fascinating stories you'll ever hear about an American shipwreck. And the beginning was August 20, 1857, when over $2.5 million worth of gold from the California Gold Rush left San Francisco in a ship called the SS Sonora. The ship sailed south and east to Panama, where the gold was carried by train across the country. The Panama Canal had not yet been built, so they had to cross land. The gold cargo was reloaded onto the SS Central America, along with nearly 500 passengers, and the ship set sail for New York City. That was the plan. On Thursday, September 10, off the coast of South Carolina, it hit one of the worst hurricanes in recorded history. At first, the captain, William Lewis Herndon, took the storm in stride, because after all, the SS South America was a large, sturdy, well-built ship. But so was the Titanic. The next day, the ship sprung several leaks that flooded the hold. Captain Herndon put all the male passengers on a bucket brigade in a desperate attempt to bail the water out of the ship, but they couldn't keep up. The captain ordered the American flag be flown upside down, which was a universal distress signal. A ship called the Marine saw the flag and came to the rescue, but it was too small to hold all the passengers. The women and children were saved, and a few of the crew, but when the SS Central America went down, Captain Herndon was standing on the paddle box, and he and 430 other crewmen and passengers died. On August 12, 1857, the SS Central America settled on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, 160 miles off the coast of South Carolina, in water 1.5 miles deep. Though it held over $2.5 million in gold in 1857 money, the shipwreck was virtually forgotten. There was a national financial crisis in 1857, and the Civil War was on the horizon, and the location of the shipwreck was unknown, and the story just kind of faded away. Until 123 years later. In 1980, Tommy Thompson, a scientist from Columbus, Ohio, started collecting money to finance a search for the SS Central America. Thompson talked a good talk, and he collected about $20 million from 161 people and businesses, mostly right there in central Ohio. Tommy Thompson's company, Recovery Unlimited, found the ship in 1988, and he recovered thousands of coins and hundreds of gold bars of various sizes. The largest weighed over 80 pounds. That one bar alone is worth well over $2 million at today's prices. He also recovered almost 5,500 1857S Double Eagles, $20 gold pieces, that are worth maybe $4,000 each. Do the math, that's $22 million just in that set of coins. But things went south fast for Mr. Tommy Thompson. The people who invested with him started suing him for the money they were supposed to get. His employees sued him for their share of the profits. And guess what? Tommy and his secretary disappeared. You've heard of wanted signs in the post office? Well, for Tommy and his secretary, there were wanted billboards in Florida, their last known residence. But it didn't work. They are still at large. Meanwhile, the court formally took away the salvage rights from Tommy Thompson and put his company, Recovery Unlimited, into receivership. The court appointed a man named Ira Kane to take over the company, and he hired a salvage company called Odyssey Marine Exploration to continue the salvage operation. They've started hauling gold out of the SS South America again this spring, and in the first few weeks they pulled up 43 more gold bars and thousands of coins worth an estimated $10 million. And there's a lot more yet to come. Thanks for listening. For some articles on treasure hunting and a look at my book, The Metal Detecting Manual, visit treasuremanual.com. And as always, if you buy my book and would like me to sign it for you, just let me know when you order. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.